He ducked this way and that, and never said a word, until finally the door to his private chambers was shut firmly behind him, and he could relax at last. He removed his cape, threw it more or less in the direction of his coat rack, and let out a long, happy sigh. Home and safe. Or as safe as he ever was. He sank into a comfortable chair and stretched slowly. Living a double life was a tiring business. He smiled and dropped his Esp disguise, and there in his chair sat the Lord High Dram, warrior prime of the Empire, and head of the Empress's security. Right-hand confidant and lover to the Empress Lionstone herself.
"Talk to me, Argus,"
he said, and sank back in his chair, with his eyes closed as his personal AI brought him up to date on everything that had happened in his absence. Dram had many enemies, most of whom knew where he lived, and he relied on the AI's unsleeping vigilance to protect his quarters while he was away.
"Are you sure you got everything?"
"Reasonably sure."
"What does that mean?"
"It means if I have got it wrong, at least you won't be around to say I told you so."
Dram laughed in spite of himself. He allowed the AI to be rude on occasion. He felt it was good for his character.
"Someone wishes to talk to you, sir."
"I don't feel like talking to anyone right now. You deal with it."
"It's the Empress, sir."
"Why the hell didn't you say so?"
Dram sat up straight in his chair, immediately wide awake again.
"Never mind. Put her on."
The wall to his left became one large view screen, filled with the Empress Lionstone's arctic features. She looked thoughtful. Dram didn't like the look of that. Lionstone was never more dangerous than when she'd been thinking. He stood up, bowed respectfully, and smiled warmly into the chill of her blue eyes.
"Lionstone, my dear. An unexpected pleasure. What can I do for you?"
"Come to my private quarters, now. There's something we need to discuss."
The large room was crammed with furniture, paintings, statuettes, all of them unique. And everywhere, drinks and drugs and sweet things for every palate. In private, Lionstone was something of a pig. She was sitting in a grand chair carved from the shimmering metal of one of the living metallic trees on Unseelie, watching new weapons trials on a wall screen. She seemed utterly intent on the orchestrated mayhem, and didn't spare him so much as a glance. Dram moved over to stand beside her, and the maids, crouched at her feet, stirred uneasily. It was programmed into them that he was the only man permitted near the Empress, but they didn't like it.
"I hear you raided the underground earlier today. Catch anyone interesting?"
"It was a debacle. And don't tell me you haven't already heard all the details. I know I should have discussed it with you first, but I only heard about the meeting at the last moment, and it seemed too good a chance to miss. I should have known better. Someone talked. They were waiting for us. Most of my men are dead, and we don't have a single prisoner to show for it. Some days things wouldn't go right if you paid them."
Dram came up behind her and took her in his arms. She stiffened immediately.
"No, Dram. It's time for talk, not affection."
Dram held her a little tighter and buried his face in her neck.
"Are you sure?"
"Dram, shut down."
The control word slammed through his head like a long roll of thunder, and his arms fell limply to his sides. He was helpless to do anything but stand where he was and wait for her to give him back control of his body. Lionstone pushed herself away from him, turned round, and slapped him deliberately across the face twice. There was real strength in the blows, and blood trickled down his chin from a split lip. He took it because he had to. Mindtex had implanted certain controls in his mind. Lionstone believed in covering all the angles.
"Next time I tell you something, do it. Or I'll use a command word you don't even know you've got. And they'll hear your screams on the surface. Dram, release."
His body was his own again, and he nearly fell. His arms and legs were shaking with reaction. But he forced himself to bow courteously to Lionstone. She nodded easily in return.
"That's better. You know you're the only person I can really relax with. You should feel flattered."
"I feel a lot of things, but I don't think flattered is one of them. And if you knew what I was thinking, you'd never feel relaxed or safe again. I've been programmed against harming you, but there's a way around every program, if you look hard enough."
Graham smiled at Lionstone to show he was a good sport, and she smiled back. Graham kept his face carefully calm and neutral. His thoughts, at least, were safe in here. He could feel the presence of the S-blocker hidden somewhere nearby. It was just a general precaution. She didn't know about his ESP. If she had, she wouldn't have rested till she got the formula of the drug out of him, by whatever means necessary. Unless, of course, she already knew about it.
The aliens are coming, Dram. Two species we know nothing about, except that their technology is almost certainly superior to ours. The whole Empire is in danger, and I'm damned if anyone or any group of people are going to interfere with whatever I feel is necessary to protect my Empire. So I'm going to declare an Empire-wide emergency and assume emergency powers. Both Parliament and the Company of Lords will back me rather than risk a civil war in the face of the oncoming alien threat. They're more scared of them than they are of me. Or they will be once my propaganda people have released carefully edited information about the aliens. If I'd known how useful such a threat could be, I'd have manufactured one long ago.
And what part am I going to be playing in all this? You didn't summon me here at this hour just to make speeches at me.
Dear Dram, so direct and forceful, you remind me of me. You're going to go to the underground in your hood disguise and convince them that now is the right time to rise up in rebellion against me. You will then supply me with all the necessary details in advance, and my forces will be there waiting for them, with far superior numbers and firepower, and with you in charge as yourself. Most of the underground will be trapped and slaughtered, and the surviving espers and clones will be rounded up and killed or controlled. I'd like to wipe them out en masse, but with a war coming, we can't afford to throw away... But for the same reason, they're too important and too dangerous to be left running around loose any longer. Yes, setting you up as Hood was one of my better ideas.
She doesn't know about the drug. She doesn't know everything.
They looked at each other for a long moment, Lionstone smiling, Dram doing his best to look pleased and respectful.
Well, if that's business out of the way...
Control your hormones. We're not finished yet. We still have to discuss that most despicable traitor, Owen Deathstalker. I had him outlawed specifically so he could lead us to the Lost Darkvoid device, but things seem to be getting out of hand. Not only has he discovered the whereabouts of Lost Hayden with its army of augmented men, he's also joined up with the legendary Jack Random. I would have sworn he was dead, but the man is harder to kill than a cockroach. Still, all is not lost. The Deathstalker is on his way to Chandrakor, along with our carefully planted traitor, where, all being well, he should find the final information on the device's location. If we're going to take on two new alien species with superior technology, I want that device. And I wouldn't say no to the Hayden army, either, if we could be sure of controlling them. Certainly, I can't afford to have that army and the device in someone else's hands. Your traitor had better come through, Dram.
Don't worry. They'll never suspect my agent. Once Owen has located the device, I'll know, and my men will close in and get there first. The Deathstalker has been very lucky so far, but the Dauntless blew the hell out of his ship as he was taking off from Mistworld. It'll get him to Chandrakor, but no further. And then Owen and his people will be ours for the taking, along with everything they know.
Mistworld. That hellhole has been a thorn in my side for far too long. I want those espers. I want them tamed and humbled and under my control, along with all the other rebels who thought they could defy me. And if that's not possible, I want them all destroyed so they can't be used against me.
They'll come to heal fast enough, once we've got the Darkvoid device.
The Empress looked at him.
Once we've got the device. Don't start getting cocky, Dram. You might be my consort, but you'll never be emperor. The device will be mine, to do with as I please. And on that day, no one will ever dare stand against me again.
Day Deathstalker is a Defiance Audio production. Copyright 1995, Simon R. Green. Directed by Rick Rowan and produced in the studios of the Cutting Corporation. Production copyright 2002, Listen and Live Audio Incorporated and the Cutting Corporation. The Deathstalker theme was composed and performed by Norman Vandersliz. If you enjoyed Deathstalker, you'll want to check out our futuristic warfare series, Battletech. And for our complete catalog, call 1-800-653-9400.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.